Yo, it's D-Bone back again. Well, I think I'm taking a break and shit, but anyways, if you hear noise in the background, don't worry. Oh, nigga, I told you don't be eating that shit. Little nigga, you. Sorry, sir. What's wrong with you, man?
Gizmo.
Oh, yeah, Miss Gizmo, too. Yeah, we just lost one of our favorite dogs. We had to put him down yesterday. Kind of fucked up, man. I love that nigga. Remember the first day I met that nigga bit me my motherfucking leg, yo. All the motherfuckers. But that was the last, he was the last of the Mojitos. The last Migo. You know what I'm saying?
He was the oldest one, too.
He was the oldest through all the other dogs. You know what I'm saying? He had to go, man. I ain't want him to go, man. It was just hard. It's different. Now we down to two dogs. We got another one in the family named Bruce.
Bruce.
He's in here with me right now. Say what's up, Bruce. Say what's up, Bruce. Yeah. That's Bruce. He's a little bully. A little short bully, 5 months old. But he be biting motherfuckers. He don't know the word stop yet, but you know, he gonna learn. He gonna learn. You gonna learn, motherfucker. Right? You gonna learn? Come here. Come here, Bruce. Come here. Where's your paw? Hey, Paul. It's your Paul, Bruce. All right, whatever, man. Forget you, man. You know, show me some love. Let me see your teeth. Come here. All right. Anyways, I miss that nigga Gizmo. First, it was Julie, Dominic, Barbie.
First it was Julie, then it was...
Well, I met Julie,
then it was Essie, and then it was Dominic,
Barbie, Gizmo. Six dogs, right? We missing a dog? No, we're not missing a dog, right? It was Julie. Julie died first, right?
Julie?
Julie.
Then it was Esther,
Essie? No, it wasn't
Essie. It was Barbie.
It was Barbie, then Dominic.
No, Dominic died after Esther. I put them down myself.
Okay.
It was Essie, then it was Dominic.
Down to six, it was six dogs, right? Six. Julie.
Damn, you remember six dogs?
Six dogs. We've been together for like 11 years. But you know what the fucked up thing is? We don't even know the anniversary date. We fucked up. We thought it was,
It was January, I remember.
Oh, nah, see, we both fucked up people in relationships. We don't even know when we got married.
I don't need to know when we got married.
But we've been together for a long time. That's right, that's my baby. For real, for real. Little sexy stuff, little big girls, motherfucking. Hanging around my motherfucker like a Christmas argument. Hang around fucking ceiling like a mistletoe and just eat that pussy.
You was trying to, man.
I was, but he like, she be stopping me. You know, she be stopping me when I'm trying to go down there, but you know, it's all good. One day I'm gonna just go down there and I'm gonna just tear that box up. Eat that shit for lunch and dinner and breakfast. Hey, nigga, don't you dare do that. That's mine.
Oh.
Look, Bruce.
He smell like Debo, man.
Huh?
He smell like Debo, man.
Cool. You see a teeth. Look at your little teeth. Look at his little teeth. Ow! 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 I'm going to show you a picture of him. Little cute little bully. Try to teach him the right way before he get older.
He's going to be a good boy.
He's going to be a good boy. Soon, you're going to start going up the stairs in PA and stop being a little bitch. Why not? You'd be afraid to go up the stairs.
Yeah, man, I can't
be afraid of shit.
One dog, man.
Yeah, we down to one dog then. And it's what's his name? Tito. Damn, man. And then we got a whole bunch of bullies in the house now, right?
One bully right now, but we're gonna.
They're gonna start a family with bullies. Just bullies. Yo, we're gonna be Facebook famous with them bullies. Huh? Oh, we're gonna find out what's up with these guys over here. Excuse me. Hey, stay here, Bruce. Hold Bruce down.
Bruce good.
Bruce good? Everything good?
Yeah, man.
Alright. Get it, good. Fucking shit in his mouth. Hey, get over here. Hmm? Bruce. That's you, it's Bruce, dog. Get your ass inside.
Stop trying to steal
their
freaking tools.
Man, right now they're fixing a brand new door, so you know, when we do get down and dirty, we gonna lock the fucking door and somebody bust it in there. Hey, what the, oh my god! You know what I'm saying? You don't want that. Somebody busting in there and you smashing, and then my walk. Oh my god! So that's how babies was made, right?
Three babies.
Girls. I got four girls.
I got four girls too.
Yeah, but we all, you know what I'm saying?
I got four girls too.
My oldest, she's an Aries. I prayed for her. I said I wanted a boy, but instead I got a girl. Looks just like me, born in April. I can't beat that. That's wonderful thing right there. Then comes Skylar.
Little Skylar.
Then it's Esther, my little twin. And then there's the little marshmallow. My little marshmallow. Little marshmallow Luna. She's a little small little baby. She don't really cry too much. Only when she's hungry, when she wanna get picked up, when she wanna get smothered. I don't smother her, but her mother do. And she has to stop that. Or else the baby. I was like, but you just can't stop it. You know, she looked like a little. You just got that baby. She got that fresh. She got that fresh baby scent. And she's innocent.
I held her in my belly for 9 months.
9 months.
I'm not used to not having her.
What? What you want, boy? You fat boy? Why you want to play so much? With me, right? She wants to be talking to me now. They want to call me outside.
She don't like me like
that. Starting to get older.
It's not that she don't like me.
She's starting to get older. She's about to be 6, 7.
No, it's because...
Hey, little fucking freak, little bastard, you. That's not how you fuck. Alright? You gotta teach her how to fuck. Load up.
She don't like you. No, it's because she knows. She feels the vibe. She feels like I'm pushing her away and I'm more doing them. She's getting jealous. Very jealous. Mm-hmm. But it's not even like that though.
Because we love all babies.
Yeah, but like when she was born, I spent her time. She had her time. Esther was born and she had her time. It was Luna's time.
What are you smelling, my nigga? This nigga's just bugging up. Oh, so he's like, you fresh.
Ooh, boozy.
That's not how you do it. Ooh, you can't bust another at 5 months, can you? Ooh, can you bust another at 5 months? You busting out of 5 months?
Bruce. My buddy. And my baby.
Fucking Gizmo. I miss that motherfucker, man. I got pictures of him. I'm gonna show y'all some pictures, though. But in my description, well, whatever, I'm gonna
know. Strong dog.
Yeah, he was a very strong dog. That nigga didn't play. When it comes down to getting some pussy, he laid his dick game down. I heard.
That's a fat sizzle, though.
Word up, that nigga can get in there. See, Tito, he can't get in there. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with that nigga.
His peepee's little.
Dog got little peepees?
No, Tito has a little one cup.
Hey, nigga. Yo, relax yourself. Damn, son. Shut up. Can't bust a nut, man. Can't bust a nut at fucking 5 months old, man. He can't bust a nut at 5 months old, right?
Yes, he can.
Word?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's a baby.
He can bust nuts?
Yeah, he can bust nuts.
That's weird.
He's not even a baby. He's big.
Come here. Bruce. What's up, boy? Come here. Come here, Bruce. What's up, boy? You alright? Fat boy, you. This is a new dog in the family. Fucking Bruce. Nigga. Because he like to hump you, right? Huh? He like to hump and shit?
Huh? When we first picked him up. When we first picked him up, he chose me. Right, puppy? He chose me.
He met me, right? He met me, right? Right, you met me, right? Yeah, you like me too, right?
When I saw him, I was like, oh my god.
You like me too, right?
So cute.
Let me see, come here.
He went in the car, he was afraid, but then he said he went up to me, and he went like this. And he was laying on me like a baby. That's my baby, I'm telling you.
Damn, nigga. This nigga trying to get some of that pool tank, huh? Little bad dog, you bad dog. Get down. He probably got pissed and shit, so just trying to think about something. He ain't use the bathroom in here, he ain't do nothing, he gotta go. He thirsty, he gotta eat.
Chulito.
Let's take him out, let's take him out for a little bit. Yeah, come on, let's take him outside.
Let him in the living room.
Come on, Bruce. You there all day, my nigga.
But the landlord says the guy.
Come on, Bruce. Let's go. Bruce. Hey. Bruce. Oh, yeah. You good. Come on. He's been in the bathroom all day. Walk around. Yeah, walk around, man. Walk around.
Again.
Hello. Walk around, man. Yeah, they're doing construction in my motherfucker. Well, they're doing construction here. Putting up new doors and shit. You know what I'm saying? So we lock the doors. You need to lock the doors, you know. Everybody.
I'm really hurt over Gizmo, man.
You really hurt over Gizmo?
That was my dog when I was little.
That was your dog. That was my nigga too when I from that. He looked like Gizmo from the Gremlins. Right? He looked like Gizmo from the Gremlins. Oh, you gonna start crying? Oh. Don't worry about it. He's in a better place. At least you see him before he went. Alright? Come on now, come here. Alright, man, I know. Fucking good. Yeah, it's very sad. You're losing all good dogs, man. Julie, I love Julie. Julie, okay, she was unexpected death for me. She was unexpected death. I was like, what? Why is she dying? Like, no, Julie?
She had a seizure, right?
Nah, I don't know. It's just like, she got sick after the, like, he kind
of. Yeah, she didn't have a lot of, what do you call it? When you have babies and they suck up all the calcium and she just lost so much. She wasn't able to hold herself.
How? When I seen her, she was.
If I wasn't eating, and I was still pregnant with Luna, remember I was getting a lot of toothache. She was sucking up, and I wasn't eating. She was sucking up all the calcium from my teeth. Mm-hmm. They suck up all the calcium from your bones.
Well, she had mad babies.
Julia, I think two sets.
She had Dominic.
Tito.
She had Tito.
Tito, Dominic. Apache. Norma.
From Julie? Mm-hmm. Damn, they got Apache died on them.
And it wasn't, was it Gizmo? Yeah, Gizmo was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Gizmo's kid.
I think it's coming. They call him. Hold on. Yep. Hold on. Oh, you call? You call me?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Bring him up.
Bring him up?
Yeah.
He pissed?
Yep.
That motherfucker. Yeah, man. Yeah, I've been on this podcast. You probably hear this whole conversation about the dogs.
You would have been in love if you were in that Cheyenne.
I wouldn't wish you met
Cheyenne. It would have been hard for you to like get to know him. Because he was vicious.
He was vicious?
Yeah.
I like when to get to know
Cheyenne,
pets.
Cheyenne is the grandfather of all the dogs. Cheyenne, we had Cheyenne when we used to live in the first floor when I was a baby.
Damn.
That's why my dad is so sad. Because we had those dogs. It was a legacy. It was Cheyenne's legacy. First it was Chiwi. Chiwi's the mother of Cheyenne. Then Cheyenne had all
these. You know all the dogs.
Cheyenne is bigger than the backyard today.
Yeah. She got all the dogs back there, right?
But Cheyenne, look, you know who Cheyenne looks like?
Who?
A boy version of Barbie.
Barbie?
And the mother and the father of all these dogs was Barbie and Cheyenne.
Damn.
You would have thought, like, how would they have the hair like that?
Bobby, she stood a long time. Right?
She wasn't even ready to die. Like, she was dying, but she didn't want to go. She wanted to make sure her kid was good, which was Gizmo. All her kids, even her grandkids. She died because she choked on a fucking bone. She was a greedy little fat
ass. Damn, man. I couldn't believe that shit.
She died in my arms.
She died in your arms?
Oh my god, I still think they want some drink.
Oh, let me cut this podcast off, because, you know, they probably listen. Oh my god, they're nice stories. My shit's at 11%. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk for a little bit. Hey, I want something to drink, or you're good?
I'm good, thank you, man.
You good?
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you, man.
Uno, you good, Uno? Huh? Want something to drink?
Yep, no, but I got one.
All right.
That sounds good.
Yeah, brother. They're good. Yeah, man.
Willie, you never met Willie.
You probably like Willie was like probably
Willie was a cocker spaniel.
Cocker spaniel?
Yeah, we went to a lot. My dad is always that nigga.
Yeah.
I remember one time he bit my dad in the face.
He bit your dad in the face?
Yeah, and my dad grabbed the boomstick. Got the broomstick, and he went like that. Willie went to go bite the stick, and my dad went. He went in, and he threw him, and it flew in the air.
In the mouth?
Hit the ceiling. My dad was abusive. That nigga was nigga. When I tell you, my dad was. Like, he wasn't abusive, but they never fucked with him.
The pets?
Yeah. The fucking, we had a black cat called, her name was Black Magic.
That's I think I was here right? With Black Magic, right? No, I was here with Black Magic.
She died.
I mean, lucky
first
my
floor.
Fucking cat,
it's
man.
Floor,
man. Lucky with my fucking
damn.
Cat.
Oh my god, that's lucky. Pumpkin.
Yeah, that's weird too, little pumpkin.
Huh? Damn, he has something.
My fucking Gorty's still here. Gorty, little fat little bitch. Yeah. She's
you
afraid to come
us.
Out now because, huh? I saved her. That's my. I saved this cat.
She was in the street.
She was in the street. It was like, I ain't gonna hold you up. I ain't gonna make so crazy ass stories. It
was
like
mad skinny.
It was like 11 below degrees outside, and she's in a box. Her fucking water was fucking freezing.
She has some beautiful
food.
Swirls on her
and
body.
She was like, why would somebody leave a little cat outside like that? I just fucked up, bro. So I'm like, you know what?
She was real pretty.
I'm gonna take her to the cat. I'm gonna put the cat in the hallway. Cat in the hallway for like 3 days. I checked on the cat.
You was trying to take care of her in the hallway.
Yeah, I was taking care of her in the hallway.
Because they wasn't gonna allow you to bring her in. Oh shit.
And it was like, yeah, you can bring her in, but keep her in your room. And, you know, she been in my room, but then when she got out, she had sex, and she got pregnant.
She had a little fucking pumpkin.
Yeah, man.
Fuck.
You know, I missed that little motherfucker too.
That was my baby. I used to come, remember, and lay on my back.
Little baby. He was a baby too, right? Damn. Fuck it. How the fuck he got sick?
He had something. Those cats, they their insides are different from other regular cats, and he ended up catching an infection really bad. Those cats are worth $5,000.
Yeah.
What's it called? Egyptian Rex.
Yo, I've been on this shit for almost 20 minutes. conversation. Yeah, because, you know, and the people listen to it, they're like, oh, I want to hear this conversation, where it's going, what's talking about this dog, and all that shit. What is that? I'm afraid of no fucking roach. Kill that shit. Fuck out of here. I hate roaches, but you know what I hate? I hate water bugs now. Dumb motherfuckers, I run from.
You ain't hear the story, motherfucker, Bible. When you was locked up.
I was talking about when I was locked up.
I was in the house. I was sleeping in the living room on Grandpa's bed.
Grandpa's dead. Yeah, he had passed away. Yeah,
man. I missed that dude too, man.
Damn, man. I miss my fucking grandma.
I miss everybody.
My fucking grandma, man. I fucking miss her to death. No, he's
new. Your face telling you.
Okay, good.
And then you talk about her.
Yeah, I talk about my grandma.
Now, I was laying in Grandpa's bed, right? So, I felt like, you know, you ever felt the string, like, touch your skin? Like, it was itchy? Like, yeah. It was tickling. So, I was like, man, I scratched my back. Like, I felt it on my back. And I didn't think nothing of it. I thought it was just, like, a receipt or something. Like, the paper from the blanket, right? So I went back to sleep. I was like, whatever. I went back to sleep, and then freaking, I felt the same shit on my face. So I went. When I woke up, there was a big ass water bug. That shit was crawling on my fucking face, dog.
Oh my god.
A big fucking water bug. Yo, I got up so scared, bro. I started crying. Your mom was like, what's wrong? I was like, there was a water bug on my face. She was like, oh god. I was like, what you mean, oh god? It's a fucking water bug.
And she'd tell me to kill him. I was there. She's like, kill that water bug. I'm not killing that shit. I'm like, step on it, like,
She ended up killing it for me.
I'm not fucking with no water bugs. I hate water bugs.
That shit crawled on my face.
Fuck that shit, nigga. That shit crawled on my face. I'm spazzing the fuck out. I'm like, you fucking dirty fucking motherfucker.
Oh, I remember there was one right there and fucking it flew. Because there were those things
flying.
Oh,
my God. I got a story about that one, too. Let me tell you.
It flew to my mom's face.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Check it out, right? I'm about to go to the Dew Ranch. You know about Dew? Oh, you gotta go to the Dew Ranch. Dew Ranch is mad cool.
I haven't been there.
Dew Ranch is like, it's like, you go to a, like, hotel. Mm-hmm. You horseback ride anytime you want. It's free. Mm-hmm. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, free. Appetizers, free. Hot dogs, french fries,
free. Maybe we should
free.
Go take the girls food.
We should go, we should try to go over there to fucking,
Dew Ranch.
Dew Ranch.
With the kids?
Yep, and they got indoor and outdoor swimming pool. And a dance floor. What are you talking about?
I've never been to
one of the best spots ever. And they got daycare center. Best. I was in the daycare.
How much is that? Please.
I don't know, but we'll figure it out when we get there. We'll
put the kids in daycare.
I'm doing podcast. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, let me talk about my story, my grandma real quick. Well, it's not going to be real quick, but you know. My grandmother.
Amazing
woman. I loved her so much. From the bottom of my heart. I really, that was like my second mom. That was like my...
That was your heart.
That was my heart. That was my second lifeline.
You were her favorite grandchild.
I was her favorite grandchild.
She didn't care about none of her other grandchildren.
Nobody
but
else but me. You know what I'm
saying? She didn't even care about her own fucking son. Mm-hmm. She loved you more than that nigga.
Yep. And...
She's not like her.
You know, it kind of fucked up on my part because, you know, like, I was seeing her, you know, but, you know, I got older, stopped going over there. And
you was young.
I was young. You know, I got older, you know, I just started to do things, you know. On the last days of my mom passing, I seen her, like 2 weeks before that. She was good. But then it's like she wanted me to see her, and she was like in the last state. Everybody's telling me she's not gonna make it. I'm like, she's gonna make it. She's not going nowhere. She would have made it. She would have made it. It's just that people are just stupid,
selfish,
and they ain't give a fuck. All right, my girl would have made it. Fuck. Getting mad right now, but anyways, I love her so much, and I said, no, she dies, I'm
she
going.
She loved the fuck out of me too.
Yeah, she loved the what?
She loved the fuck out of me and the kids.
She, if she was still alive, she would have been 80. No.
Imagine
she would have been 90.
Luna.
No, she would have been. Oh my God, she would have been in love with Luna. She, She probably loves Luna now, you know what I'm saying? She's watching. She's watching, though, but she's watching me. She's probably watching me, too. She's probably only watching. She's probably the only person I'm watching. Besides everybody
else. She probably get mad at you.
I know she's probably mad at me because the shit all I'm doing. But I'm going to fix that. I just don't want to. I love my grandmother. I love her so much. My grandpa. This is crazy thing. We all Aries.
For real?
Yeah.
Fucking crazy ass Aries.
My grandma's Aries. She's born April 17th. Grandpa, April 17th.
And grandma used to be crazy too. She used to be like, I'm sick of this shit.
Yeah, she's cursed. I used to smoke weed with my grandmother. Can you believe that? I used to smoke a joint. I used to smoke a joint. My grandma was like, she just smoked some joint. Yeah, so I would get some weed, smoke shit. I was smoking my grandmother. I spoke with my grandmother when she went. I fucking miss her so much, man. I wish I could fucking go back in time and bring her back just so she could.
You'll be here. You'll see her. Yo, she just wants you to be better.
I wish I could get her, man. I wish I could get a time machine and go back.
Don't ever think.
Listen, get a time machine, go back, pick her ass up, bring her now.
She's not suffering in this cruel ass world anymore, so you should be happy about that. Not happy that, you know.
I hope you die, you go to another dimension.
No. You better believe in God, nigga.
I believe
when
in God.
When you die, you go to hell, heaven. That shit ain't fake. That's why she, grandma used to read the Bible every day.
Every day. She read the Bible every day.
You know where she at.
Yeah, every day. Every day.
You know where she at.
About every day. Every day. She was faithful with that. Faithful. Got up early, 6 o'clock in the morning, make some coffee, get the daily bread, get the Bible, read the scriptures, and what kind of reason is pray to, like,
man, I used to pray. She'd
make the fly. She'd make these fucking nice ass pancakes. These pancakes. Only pancakes she would make. And my favorite cake my grandma would like was the lemon crumb cake. I think it was a lemon crumb cake. Or the southern, I don't know. I think southern crumb cake. But it was a crumb cake. And it's favorite. She loved it. And then one day I brought it in the memory of her. And I just like, I thought about her.
I got it, actually.
A voicemail.
Yep. I can find it right now for you.
That's on where?
No, I can find it right now. I know where it's at. You want to hear it?
On my email?
Yeah.
Yeah, in a minute. It's not right now, because, you know.
But it's only like a second.
I got videos of my grandma.
I got pictures.
I got videos. I just want to hear her voice again. Hey, Donnell. You know, this is so fucking hard.
I used to love when she used to call me. She'd be like, hi, Tyna.
Tyna. Come here, Tyna.
And then I'd be like, oh, how you doing? No, he's not here right now. I love you. And she'd be like, I love you too.
Yeah, man.
She would smile. She would smile. She's a little fuck out of you. I think that was her favorite girlfriend. For you.
Yeah.
And she's like, told me she loved me all the damn time. All the time. And then she used to freaking. She was the shit.
Yeah, I mess up. I wish I could bring her back. If there's one person I would bring back, I'll bring back my grandmother. I'll bring back my grandmother. I wish you could. I wish you didn't get disagreed.
You don't want to bring her back here. All this shit that.
I'll take care of her. I mean, I wouldn't. I miss her so fucking much. Huh? Shut up. I'm my grandmother. I'll take that. Can't take care of him.
Yeah.
Shush. Alright. So this is like at the end of the show.
What's your grandma
right
now, was told your ass? That nigga, you better take care of your motherfucking kids.
I take care of my kids. You know, you're the
corner. No, I know. No. Yeah. You do.
Okay, so this is
babies.
No. So this has been a half an hour of D-Bone Bones Around the TV.
It was a good ass episode.
Yeah, it was a good ass episode. This was the first episode. So, with that being said, I'm gonna play a couple of songs.
Why am I still in the fridge?
I don't know. You make the juice, right? Just make the juice.
No, I was trying to put it in my shop,
but anyway, this is a good episode. I might just keep this flowing. It's at 8%. I was at 13%. This phone is really good. I have the LG Stylo 4. The guy said he don't like because it's crappy, but to me,
yeah, right. This one is dope.
This shit is dope as fuck.
You know this phone when it has the case on it, it looks just like an iPhone Max.
What does?
Oh yeah, what? Where's the ball?
Oh shit. Bruce! Oh shit.
Bruce!
What the hell you was doing, Bruce? What was you doing?
What were you doing?
You being bad?
You
forgot about that nigga. Hold on, let's stop a second. I don't want to play that shit. I want to play some.
I still got my great grandma and my grandma. I never lost one of them.
Don't worry about this. It's not a good scene. You're gonna wild out. Cause once my grandma died, I'm gonna get locked up. I'm gonna wild the fuck out.
You did though.
When she died, I got locked up.
You came to the funeral,
man. I couldn't. I didn't want to. Cause I just couldn't. I got so my grandma died. Like,
I can't believe
she. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
I still can't believe.
And then to find out how. You know what I'm saying? That shit is crazy. Like, my nigga,
what's up with your fucking uncle?
Yeah, my uncle. I don't even know where that nigga at. Like, that nigga been missing. And my cousin says, don't worry about it. He does this shit all the time. It's nothing new. So, all right. I'm like, whatever, fine. I'm gonna let it rock. But, you know.
It's been too long, my nigga.
It's been almost a year. Yes. You know what I'm saying? The only person, and they say they found him. They have to confirm, but nobody wants to go. And I can't go because my last name is not Brown. It's Johnson.
Not bad.
I could change my last name to Brown just so I can.
He was always getting drunk. And he was so drunk that he couldn't walk in the street. Like when he would come out of work. Remember when we saw last time he gave us $100? And he was like walking backwards, and I'm like, dude.
I'm like, he didn't look like himself. You know, he was gonna go.
Oh, he was just drinking a lot. He was drinking.
And then now it's just my dad, me, Lil Henry. But Lil Henry, he just disappointed me. I like the whole Johnson family. Like, I gotta break this fucking cycle. I'm like the brains. I gotta break the fucking cycle. But my little brother, he violated. He violated. Like, I don't wanna talk about it, but that nigga violated, almost killed a nigga. And I sent him on his way. But I didn't do it because I thought it was my grandmother. Even though I should have did it, but to me,
did he come out and tell you that he did that?
No. Jalen.
No, I'm saying, did he admit it at least? After
he
everything?
He was scared. He didn't know what he was doing. He's young. He
ain't young, nigga. That nigga's 17 years old. I don't even know what he's doing.
Listen, to me, he's still my little brother.
I don't give a fuck.
Still my little brother.
Nigga, I don't give a fuck. Your daughter, fuck everybody when it comes to those kids.
I know, that's my daughter.
Fuck everybody. Brother or not. And he said half brother.
To me, I don't call... There's no such thing as half brothers, man.
My brother. They're half.
Wesley,
because you don't got Mary's blood.
He's not even blood. My brother Wesley, he's not even blood. That's my brother. I call him my brother.
Are you done?
Mm-hmm. Oh, what about George? I'm gonna build two closet door in this room here, next to your mom.
Oh, the babies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have to come build, those two have to build exactly the same as the ones in your room.
Okay.
So
when can we do the TVs? I don't want to do it now because I know you're tired.
No, nothing to do with tired. It's to do with these doors first. I gotta get these doors set up first. Mm-hmm. And then I'll do
it. It would be that one right there.
Okay.
That's yours?
No, but I'm taking it.
That's the one I brought you over there. High five, that one that's there.
No, I'm taking this one because my TV is
like 55. Alright, sorry about that, guys. I'm on podcast. It's been like almost a 45-minute podcast. It was crazy. But,
thank you so much.
No problem.
I'm going to ride the thing on that with a little song.
Do you want some juice?
That's not what you want. Thank you for it.
Put me in a happy mood.
I'm
all right. Because I am a happy guy.
Come on, check the door. Come.
Don't okay, right now. We're going to check it right now.
Hey!
Damn it, Bruce. Get out of here. Disco.
25 months old?
Yeah.
He's big boy.
I know. Come on, let's go, Bruce.
He's worth $3,500.
Wow. Yep.
You gotta keep your eye on
anybody.
Somebody carrying you
here,
yeah?
Mm-hmm. Come on, Bruce, go. Come on, Bruce. Man, I'm a little bitch. Come on, Bruce.
Yeah, your mom was telling me.
Look at the door. Oh, snap. Yeah. You got a fucking door.
Does it have a lock?
Yes.
Yeah, you have a lock in here.
Oh, my God. We need a lock so bad.
Come and check it. Close the door.
Oh, shit. I'm hyped right now. Let me see it. Oh, my God.
Give me a hug.
Oh, yes. Brother, man.
Rock.
Yes, man. Yes, yes, yes,
respect,
brother.
Yeah, man.
This is one of the best things, man. A fucking lot.
You know how long it's been since we had a door?
Oh, God. Harry's busting in here.
No, I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right, here we got this, brother. Okay, man.
All right, brother. Cool. I'm going to build
you
other some doors.
Take yourself a break.
Let me tell you, it doesn't always keep going.
Hey, get over here, Bruce. Get out of here.
Thank you so much.
Come on, Bruce.
Yo, big boy. Hello.
What is he doing? He better be eating that fucking shit from the floor. Come on, Bruce, let's go.
I appreciate you.
No, but he has a vacuum right here, bro. The vacuum. Man, vacuum that shit.
Yeah.
All right,
but I
got
to
give
you
some
water
when
you want that, right?
Okay. Hell yeah. So, brother, when tomorrow, you can be up tomorrow, right?
Huh?
You can be up tomorrow. For the other, I don't know. Maybe.
Tomorrow's Monday.
What?
Tomorrow's Monday.
Today's Sunday.
Yeah. I already told you this already.
So the kids got school tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. It was a short school week for them.
Yeah, it was.
What's up, Bruce? You all right? You doing pretty good, man.
What's your name?
Errol Flynn.
I'm playing a guy that I know.
For real?
Yeah,
is this like custodial maintenance?
Huh?
Is this like custodial maintenance?
What, the guy that I
know? No, like with the job title. It's like custodial.
It's handyman.
Handyman?
Yeah.
I got a trade in custodial maintenance.
Huh?
I got a trade in custodial maintenance.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I was locked, but I was locked up.
RMS?
Yeah, I could.
Can you help him get the information? Yeah, if you apply with them, they won't give you the job here. They'll give you somewhere else. You'd
what
be
mean?
Lucky to get one here. Here.
Nah, anyway.
You'll be doing what the guy does downstairs that we don't
hate. Oh, what?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Let me break out because I've been on this shit for too long, and this was a good episode. And probably later on, I'm having another good episode. I like to talk, so hope y'all was enjoying listening to my stories. And
just
keep on listening, keep on rocking, and keep on enjoying your life. Stay.
When's your birthday?
Stay funk.
Hello?
Stay free.
February what?
Four.
Aquarius.
You are
Aquarius?
Aquarius.
My niece.
That's it.
My niece is an Aquarius. She's February 8th.